This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Jason, what inspired you to write your first book, Josiah?
I've spent a lot of years working with young people in a variety of different contexts and situations. One of the challenges we have in Australia is that we don't, as churches, connect particularly well with young adults, young men in particular. And so I really wanted to write a book that was able to share a challenging story, but share a story of hope that kind of brought people into contact with faith and an understanding a little bit, at least, of who Jesus is.
Yes. And you chose to do all of that also drawing upon your own childhood experiences.
Yeah. Look, I think for me, even though, you know, I grew up in a Christian family, I went through some pretty challenging times as a kid, especially in school. Was a victim of fairly severe bullying, particularly in a couple of schools in Victoria. And for me, that messed with my head, you know, as bullying tends to do. And, you know, I grew up without a strong sense of who I was or an understanding of what it means to be loved or cared for. You know, part of my own story is trying to find that journey for myself, trying to figure out, well, you know, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be loved? What does it mean to be cared for? And what does that actually look like? Because in a lot of my childhood, I didn't really experience that particularly well. I did in my family, but certainly not outside of that. That kind of led me on a path of fairly challenging mental health stuff, I guess. And so finding God in the midst of that is central to the story.
What happened when you found God in amongst all that?
First of all, it came through people. So I got involved in a church when I was 14, 15 years of age, where, you know, there were some young people in that church my own age and a little bit older who took me under their wing, I guess, in a way that I hadn't really experienced before. For me, most of my teenage friendships at school or whatever else weren't really friendships. They were either me doing my best to copy what others were doing to try and fit in with the crowd, which led me down some fairly negative pathways in terms of my own behaviour and involvement with police and whatever else and stuff. Wow. But the other side of that was also in this particular church group, I found young people who were actually interested in me rather than interested in what I could do for them. That helped me begin to ask that question then and say, well, what is different about this group of young people that I haven't encountered before? And what do they have that other people don't have? Why don't they expect of me the things that other kids in other settings have? It got me asking some good questions about their motivation and where that came from.
In your book, Josiah, Jason, that's the name of the lead character. Is the lead character effectively you?
Yeah, basically, I've incorporated some additional things into the story because my life is not necessarily super interesting enough to focus one book around. But in my work as a youth worker, I've encountered lots of young people who have been through similar circumstances to me. And so I've incorporated some of those stories and experiences into Josiah's stories. It is a work of fiction based around a lot of my own experiences, but it also incorporates experiences of young people that I've come across who have experienced similar things to me. And I'm just hoping that the book can create a sense of hope for young people who have encountered what I have and what lots of other young people have in ways that can be really profoundly damaging for young hearts and minds.
Jason, what's the significance of choosing the name Josiah? I take it that's a reference to one of the young kings that's featured in the Old Testament?
Yeah, look, it's a biblical name. I think the king Josiah finds his sense of purpose at a similar age to what I experienced, many of the things that I did and other young people do in those early teenage years when he became king. And he was a good king. He kind of brought Israel back to where it should ought to be. And for me, I think in our country, we need young people like King Josiah. We need young people like some of the young people I met growing up who are willing to take people under their wing and invest in them and encourage them, because that's how you change the world, one person at a time. We really need that. We need people who are willing to go beyond their own sense of self-worth and their own need for friendship and encouragement, and to reach out to those who are struggling and make a difference in their world. Not see friendships as things I can get something out of, but see friendships as something that I can give to someone else.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.